Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Alrighty, we are back. And you know, former acting director of national intelligence, Rick Grenell, told Newsmax that the Biden regime is trying to saddle the Trump regime, the Trump administration. I actually changed the words in there. With both the war in Ukraine and the Middle East before President Joe Biden leaves office, it feels like a bunch of countries are trying to do whatever they can at the last minute because they know that Joe Biden is weak, doesn't really get involved, and they know what's coming next, Grenell told Robert Schmidt tonight. The former acting director of national intelligence attributed that Trump would solve the wars, not because he has some magic elixir, but because he would communicate with world leaders, a diplomacy tactic, he said, that is non-existent with the Biden regime. We now have this war in Ukraine where hundreds of billions of U.S. taxpayers' dollars have spent, and the leader of the United States, Joe Biden, hasn't picked up the phone and spoken with Russian President Vladimir Putin in more than 3 years. How do you solve the problems if you don't talk to the people? This is such a basic principle, except in Washington, D.C., is considered weak, Grenell added sarcastically. Grenell ended his interview to the point that while many Americans would see ending wars as a good thing in Washington, any urgency regarding wars is about money. There were a lot of people that just wanted the war machine to be fed.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to stop right there, and we're going to play a clip and see what old Alex Jones has to say.
We are now into hour number two of this Monday, November 25th, 2024 broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. And General Flynn, Michael Flynn, is our guest for the next 2 hours. He's the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor to President Trump, and, of course, been a major political target of the deep state. But with your help and God's grace, defeated that. And he is one of the top brains in the world of just a few that we could have here today with the biggest escalation, I believe, in the nuclear age towards nuclear war. And that, of course, is the New York Times announcement that senior administration officials, this was an announcement just like a week and a half ago through the New York Times, that Biden authorized the bombing of Russia with attack of missiles, which then 2 days later began. Then England, now France, is announcing it. England's already bombed the UK. They formed this new northern group, even if Trump gets NATO to back down. This new northern group led by the UK and Germany and Poland says they're going to continue the war. And in the New York Times article, just for new listeners joining us, I covered it last hour. They're saying, well, we can't just let Trump have peace. We've got to escalate this and give Ukraine nuclear weapons. So they are floating that. They are proposing that, just like they did in the last few months, giving them the ATACMS and Storm Shadows. They've done that. So that they are seriously trying to bring the world to the verge of a hot war. And I was just talking to General Flynn before we went live. He's about to exclusively, this is what he does for a living, top expert on the deep state. And he said there was a good chance they would try civil unrest and crisis and martial law, but about putting words in your mouth. But you said now it looks like that is where they're going. So we're about to lay out real-time scenarios with the globalists that are so desperate. They either go to prison or they start World War III. General Flynn, thank you for being here. GeneralFlynn.com. Your new books on asymmetrical warfare, all of it is invaluable. Everybody should visit and follow everything you do at GeneralFlynn.com. And thank you for coming here to Austin, Texas, just for our broadcast, sir. I'm going to try to, as best I can now, really for the most of the hour, give you the floor. Then I've got a lot of questions. And also, we're going to post a link on X for people's questions to you. Mm-hmm. In fact, we should launch an X Spaces and take some questions or comments next hour. We'll do that as well. But General Flynn, thank you.
Do that. Yeah, I would really love to do that, especially get questions. I think there's a lot of questions out there right now. So when all this began, you know, with the exchange of these weapon systems, right? This firing, you know, the allowance of the ATACMs to shoot across the border and all this sort of thing, right? These are events that all occurred, and you have to look at these, you know, in the so what. And so I took, and I've been talking about this for a long, long time, actually, months, if not years. And I just remind people that the original regional war in Ukraine started in February of 2014. So that was during the Obama administration. Of course, Trump was able to kind of keep things in check because of his great leadership. And then, of course, when Biden came in 2020 or after in 2021, then, you know, we started to build back up. And this is where we're at right now. So we had this monumental victory where President Trump won a huge, huge victory here, and a mandate, they call it, I guess. So the last couple of days I've been going through, you know, what I do, right? What I do for a living is one of the things that I do is I look at scenarios that can play out and I lay them out. And, you know, I actually wrote a document the other day, and I, you know, like Alex has got his stuff here. I kind of went through the last probably 4 or 5 months of news articles that I do, right? You know, research that I do and things that I look at. And much of this stuff is starting to play out. You know, one of the scenarios that I'm going to just tick these off real quick. You know, I put out five the other day. One is the continued assassination of President Donald J. Trump. I still firmly believe that that is on the table. I do not think for a second that conversation has been taken off by these people that want to get us involved in essentially a military industrial complex, sleepwalking, whatever you want to call it, World War III. So the second scenario is really this idea of conventional resistance. And conventional resistance is really where, you know, it's just to try to create the conditions where there's no coming back, and you have this conventional march to essentially what would be turned from a regional war to a world war. One of the things, and it is breaking today, the United Kingdom and France, in a way, are threatening the incoming Trump administration that if Trump removes aid from Ukraine, both those countries are threatening to send troops into Ukraine. And I don't get the thinking there. But, you know, that's out there today. That's breaking news today. The third scenario is violent resistance. And we've seen that in the summer of 2020. We've seen that with Antifa. We've seen that in the streets of America over many, many, you know, years, really. I mean, they just go to violent resistance in the streets and they try to draw us into something, right? The fourth scenario is provoking war, which is really where I think we're at right now. And then the fifth scenario, and this is all, you can find this at generalflynn.com. The fifth scenario is the false flag war. And I actually think that there's a combination of all of them. So here's where I believe we're at, and I thought about this overnight. You know, as I was coming out here to meet with Alex and to sit down with you and your great audience, you know, so what might happen? I believe sitting here today, because number one, these people want to cause Donald Trump's agenda, which is principally domestic and economic, to completely collapse before he's even able to take office on Inauguration Day. I firmly believe that. I mean, the whole thing about getting rid of the illegals, the deportation campaign, you know, his reemergence of the energy sector in this country, all the kinds of things that he wants to do. These people want nothing to do with that. They want to continue in their sort of seats of power and this money making machine that they have, not only in the U.S. military industrial complex, but also the global military industrial complex, which is a huge, huge, I mean, a trillion, multi-trillion dollar enterprise that NATO has, that we pay a lot of money into. So where are we? And I think now, as I sit here, and we were talking about this prior to coming on here today, that I still believe that that they're going to try to figure out a way to get rid of Biden. So all that said about Trump, all that said about Ukraine and NATO and all, I actually think that these people are going to take a hard look at how can they get rid of Biden. And I wrote about this, you know, a couple of weeks back about, you know, the 25th Amendment. If it's not the 25th Amendment, then we should, you know, in fact, I think I came on your show and we talked about the impeachment process. There was I think Congressman Self is one of them out of Texas, I believe, that put up impeachment proceedings. You know, of course, Congress goes on Thanksgiving recess and we've seen nothing. Right. I mean, we are marching toward war here. And, you know, Alex, you used the phrase sleepwalking toward war. We are sleepwalking toward World War III. So I think that one of the things that they're contemplating is taking Biden out. That then puts Harris in. And whoever, you know, whoever they make the vice president, and they can choose anybody. Kamala Harris, at that point in time, she can appoint anybody in the country to be the vice president. Then I think what they're going to do is they're going to contemplate their, you know, additional sort of subset scenarios. OK, and what are they? What might they be? Well, one might be a declaration of martial law. One, another might be a implementation of a national security emergency order. And I can tell you that there's, I wrote about this quite a while ago, probably 4 or 5 months ago. There are 43 of them. And I put this out on, you know, I wrote an article. It was the second of a two-part article called Their Plans for Us. You can find it at generalflynn.com. And the subtitle is A State of Emergency. There are 43 states. There are 43 national emergency orders that can be implemented by the president of the United States, you know, and not all of them deal with what we're talking about here specifically, but many of them deal with overseas scenarios, things that might happen if this, then that. And these are things that the president of the United States, many of these actually go back to the 60s, and they're still on the books. If one of them is initiated, it kicks in about 150 different laws. It sort of opens up the door, if you will. It opens up, you know, another Pandora's box, if you will. So we have this situation where if this happens, so again, this is a scenario. It is not an unlikely scenario. People will, you know, they'll say all kinds of crazy things. But so what I'm saying is that if they want to continue down this path, and I firmly believe that they want to continue down this path to draw us into a much greater world war, World War III. We're already in the throes of it. We've seen all the back and forth these last couple of weeks. The only people that are really covering it, honestly, and covering it is right here, Alex Jones. And there have been a few others out there, but I think, you know, I flipped around the last couple of days and I got up early this morning to just kind of complete my research. And I'm going through all the different sort, I call them the, you know, the opposition networks, the enemy networks, right? I mean, all the big, the, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, went through MSNBC, CNN, Fox, and a couple others to see what they were talking about. None of them are even talking about any of this stuff. I mean, this is such a dangerous situation that we are involved in. The other thing that I started to look at was I started to look at alliances, the various alliances that we have. And one of the things that I'd done probably years ago was I did an entire roadmap of China and how is China building up itself to essentially be the great power of the 21st century. And remember, we're already in the third decade of the 21st century. So how does China relate to what is going on in this essentially regional war of Eastern Europe, which has now turned into World War III? And this is no kidding. Whether it's a new alliance that's formed with this northern group out of Europe, or whether it's this funny relationship that's now developed between the United Kingdom and France, who are coming out with a lot of rhetoric about very, very offensive, provocative rhetoric. I mean, all these types of things that are going on, the exchange of these missiles. I mean, in the ATACMS, the, you know, ICBM, IRBM, it doesn't matter. They're all nuclear capable. The types of mines that they have put on that they're allowing to put on the battlefield, we've restricted those forever. So there are actions being taken, and you have to wonder who's the hell is in charge. I mean,
yeah, you you do wonder. First of all, Joe doesn't, you know, Joe's not in charge. We know that Obama has been pulling his strings, and we know that George Soros pulls Obama's strings, and we know Hillary's in the mix there and all of this, too. But what is going to happen here? I don't, you know, well, you know, this is a time when America really needs to go to prayer, because here's what's going on. Russia, Putin is saying this, that he is going to limit his targets to military targets. And so what happens? I mean, once you start firing off nuclear bombs, okay, that's just, I mean, you're not going to be able to have limited nuclear warfare. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. He said that's not possible to have that, or even he even spoke about tactical nukes. Those are misnomers.
Right. And so, I don't know. I know one thing we talked about this last night. A lot of people said, well, since Trump got elected, we're going to get rid of Biden. We're going to get rid of, going to get them out of office. But again, just like Trump has been busy putting his cabinet together, the opposition has been building a shadow cabinet.
Yeah,
they're working very hard. They know they've committed high treason against God and country. Mm-hmm. Guilty, blood guilty of a lot of people. I mean, Biden. You know, the latest numbers that just came in, and these are children that they cannot find across the border. 320,000. Mm. 320,000 children right now, this is the latest numbers just came in, cannot be accounted for.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know that a lot of those children have been used in sex. Biden is guilty of that. Biden opened those borders. He was taking the orders from his Chinese commanders there, his masters.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine that? All of those 320,000 children.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing that they can't find. We have to keep those kids in prayer.
Yeah, and yeah.
Now, if we get, we can get Trump, once he takes office, he can actually use the military to go after, because, like, the FBI says they don't have, they don't have nearly enough people to combat all of what the Chinese and all of the illegal aliens in here. But our military could do it. And not just that, but militias.
Yeah.
State militias. We have to go back to constitutional militias. And this is where tactical civics comes in. That's one of the things they've been working on.
Yeah.
But,
you know, Pastor, I believe, as Trump said, not only was it prophetic but inspiring when his attempted assassination, he arose and he said, fight, fight, fight. And it just reminds me of what the scripture says, the kingdom of God, it suffereth violence, but the violent, they take it by force. And we have to remember that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And so, as the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, we must continue to fight, fight, fight in our prayer, continue to fight as we expose what's going on. We have to continue to fight, because as you stated, the enemy, they're not stopping.
No, they're not. They realize what they've done, okay? Mm-hmm. And they realize if we get a legitimate government back in, they have violated laws. The people are angry. Look what they did to the Patriots, the January Sixers, okay?
Yeah.
They're going to be filing charges, not just, you know, civil, but criminal mm-hmm. charges against these people.
Mm-hmm.
They're blood guilty, guilty, okay?
Yeah.
And so, anyhow, J.D. Vance has said he is going to, he vows to stop Biden's corrupt judicial picks. You know, they're trying to load down right now while they can. They're going to try to find as many corrupt judges,
mm-hmm.
corrupt lawyers to make judges as possible. The Democratic Communist Party has gone completely corrupt. There used to be a point in there where they weren't completely corrupt. Today, they're completely corrupt. There's no good that can be found at all within that. This is And more and more Democrats are realizing that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And here, that's why so many of them now are jumping ship. They're trying to get out. What about, you know, you saw Ellen DeGeneres. She jumped. Yeah. She went. She left the country. What about some of these others? Do you think you're going to, all these P. Diddy people, the Diddy's, oh, just virtually all of Hollywood,
mm-hmm.
has been involved in that. And that's serious, serious problems. Child molesting.
Yeah.
Taking places there. Who knows how many murders or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the same people. But you had all of these so-called movie stars, you know, the ones out there, they're all there. They're mm-hmm. all there. Okay. And so, anyhow, that's some of what is going on. The other thing is here, the Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey says a court ruling that leaves in place a state law banning child mutilation is a resounding victory for children. That's in Missouri. In other words, this transgender, you cannot, you know, do these transgender surgeries on children, okay?
Yeah.
Underage, okay? Mm-hmm. So, we are the first state in the nation to successfully defend such a law mm-hmm. at the trial court level. I'm extremely proud of the thousands of hours my office put in to shine a light on the lack of evidence supporting these irreversible procedures.
Yeah.
We will never stop fighting to ensure Missouri is the safest state in the nation for our children.
Mm-hmm.
He explained. The comment followed a decision by the Cole County Circuit Court in Noe versus Parson, a dispute over transgenderism, that affirmed a state law protecting children from a harmful, unnecessary, and high-risk transition drug and surgeries. Here he goes on to say, the ADF worked along with the AG's office to, the ADF, that's a American Defense League, yeah,
mm-hmm.
to defend the law, and the ADF lawyer, Hal Frampton said, Missouri rightly enacted a law that protects the health and the welfare of all children, supporting their natural biological development and ensuring that children experiencing gender dysphoria have support in medical care rooted in biology and science. I want to go back and talk about that, this gender dysphoria, because, well, let me finish the article. We'll go back. He pointed out, driven by ideological agendas, activists and the Biden-Harris regime have pushed these dangerous procedures across the country and are attempting to prevent states from exercising their rightful role to regulate the medical profession and protect kids. He pointed out that around the world, nations that used to promote the ideology now are backing away. A report from broadcaster KCUR explained that ruling was from Craig Carter, Wright County judge serving in Cole County. A ruling, 74 pages, agreed that the state arguments against the LGBTQ promotes called gender-affirming care.
Mm.
Report said that the state's lawmakers in 2023 agreed to limit the use of cross-sex hormones and puberty blockers and undergoing gender transition surgeries, which end up mutilating juvenile bodies and often leaving them sterile for life. The law blocks the state from paying for such radical actions for adults through the state medical program. And the report said that the ruling noted the U.S. Supreme Court allows lawmakers broad discretion in areas fraught with medical and scientific uncertainty. And the judge pointed out that there is an almost total lack of consensus as to the medical ethics of adolescent gender dysphoria treatment. The judge says the medical profession stands in the middle of an ethical minefield with scant evidence to lead it out. Well, here, look. Growing up, you know, and I grew up mostly back during the 50s, but growing up, We had, in those cases, folks, sometimes you would have tomboys. Those are little girls that would rather play with the boys. And then you had some of the boys that were, they would rather play with girls. But they grew out of that.
You're right, right.
They, you know, if you let nature, today you have these woke, and I mean sick, mm-hmm. mentally sick teachers, many of them out there, these teachers in the public school system, and they know there's money there. There's money, and, you know, you have these headhunters, these so-called surgeons, these corrupt people
right.
that perform, you know, these mutilations on children. There's big money mm-hmm. in mutilating mm-hmm. these children, a lot of big money in mutilating. And so what happens is, you know, these teachers, you know, they'll convince the child, you know, you think that you're a girl, but you're really a boy. You mm-hmm. need to go get, you know, this surgery. And here, and of course, the teachers get kickbacks. Yeah. I mean, it's corrupt. Is there anything about those on the left today that is not corrupt? I don't think there's anything. No, there's not anything left anymore.
Right. And you know, Pastor, you talked about in that article there the uncertainty of science. Well, science tells us that the frontal lobe of the brain is usually developed around age 25. The frontal lobe is responsible for higher cognitive functions like behavior, personality, and executive functioning. And so these children are inundated with things before they can really understand what they're doing. They're just kind of going off of their feelings, going off of what's been pushed on them. And they're making decisions before they really can understand what they're doing, only to be left to years later wind up regretting. And there are videos. There's a video of a young lady that underwent the transgender operation. And now I believe she's in litigation suing those doctors because she really didn't understand what she was going through during her puberty phase. But things were pushed on her, chemicals were given to her, and she went through with the surgery only to now she is regretting that. And I believe she had just testified. I believe it was before Congress. There's a video out there about what was pushed on her. So, yeah, it's very dangerous and detrimental to put a child that does not really understand who they are, what they're to become, and inundate them with that kind of information and have them to make such a regrettable decision.
Well, again, it's what's happening. It's not really the children that are making those decisions,
right?
They're being conned into this. I mm-hmm. mean, you don't think of this stuff on your own,
right?
And again, you know, parents are supposed to guide their children,
right?
And
right.
parents, you know, folks, look, God doesn't make mistakes, right?
No.
If he made you a male, then you're a male. God mm-hmm. doesn't make mistakes. If he
That's
made
right.
you a female, you're a female, okay?
That's right.
And again, yeah, I don't know. It's we're living in a very, very strange time.
Yeah.
Moments after Trump, we're up to the break. Okay, moments after Trump reveals new AG, GOP comes out with these words. In surprising turn of events, this is actually not new news. Why did this come up? Okay, well, here, in a surprising turn of events, Matt Gaetz withdrew his name from consideration for U.S. Attorney General on Thursday afternoon. That happened too quick. You know, look, Matt Gaetz does not give up that easy. Either mm-hmm. does Trump.
Yeah.
So this had to be plan B. They had to expect this, okay? Gaetz, a close ally of President-elect Donald Trump, fiery conservative figure, was seen as a strong contender for the role. Yet, he stepped aside after discussing his chances among Republican senators. President-elect Donald Trump quickly nominated former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi and gets his place.
Yeah.
Bondi is known for a staunch support of Trump and her tenure as Florida's top legal officer is poised to lead the Department of Justice with a focus on restoring integrity, upholding the rule of law. What would you say would be the first job for Bondi? I would say the very first job would bring charges against Merrick Garland.
Yeah.
This guy has lied under oath time and time again. I don't think that they're going to give up, that they're going to step down easily.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be a lot of resistance, okay, to this.
Yeah.
I hear he goes, President-elect Donald Trump praised Thursday evening after announcing that he had nominated former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi to be his U.S. Attorney General. House Speaker Mike Johnson said Pam Bondi excelled as Attorney General of Florida and dedicated her career to enforcing the law. She will work with President Trump to end the weaponization of the justice system and uphold the rule of law. Pam will be a great Attorney General. I guess we're up against a break, so we will be back right after this with more.
He made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. The man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed by the man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
All righty, we're back. And, you know, I'm wondering here, what is taking Trump, what is he waiting for where it comes to the FBI director? He's appointed everybody but the FBI director. What is he waiting for? I know that the left are shaking in their boots because Cash Patel keeps being mentioned, his name as very likely. I'm wondering here. It looks to me like Gates is going to end up taking Rubio's place as a Florida senator. Because Gates, just like I said, that's it looks like to me those two didn't give up so quick. But now, is it possible that Gates might be a possibility for FBI director? Or, you know, Cash Patel is qualified. He's the guy that's got the background and for that.
Yeah.
And he, now, here's why you have a lot of the Rhino Republicans are against him, because guess what he said he would do? He said he would actually enforce the law. Can you believe that? He said that he would go after those people that weaponized. Cash Patel said he would go after the people that weaponized the government against Christians, against pro-lifers, against homeschoolers, see? Yeah. And, you know, for a Rhino Republican, I mean, actually doing something, you know, actually doing your job, that's a no-no, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Remember what they said about when Trump was elected the first time? If he keeps keeping his promises, they're going to expect us all to do that, right?
Yeah, I believe he's keeping some things to his vest. I believe that he's a lot wiser than the first administration. And some of those people that are put in, if he's playing the 4D chess, listen, put some of these people out here in terms of, hey, this is my pick. Let all the criticism come. Let them take their time or waste their time, shall we say, going after them people. And then Trump, I believe, has his real picks, which you can consider plan A or B, whichever you want to consider. But I believe he has, again, holding some things to the vest and has a plan at play.
All right. Let's talk about the DOGE. Now, that is Department of
Government Efficiency.
Government Efficiency. Okay. Boy, I would love to see. I've wanted this for years. I wanted to see something for, you know, 50 years for, you know, the way they waste our money is just unbelievable, the things that they waste money on.
Well, Pastor, look at the war right now. I'm hearing reports on not only this latest $275 million, but they're actually, what they're doing is embezzling that money through Ukraine, and Ukraine is getting some monies, to which I don't approve, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. But it's really a big embezzlement scheme.
Well, Ukraine has always been a money laundering operation, and half of our U.S. senators, have been involved in that. Okay,
yeah.
You had Nancy Pelosi and her kid.
Mm-hmm.
You had, of course, you had Obama, Biden, and Hunter, John Kerry and his kid. You had all of these people, and Mitt Romney. Okay, and they're all involved in operations there in Ukraine. Was, like I said, it's the world's money operation, money laundering operation.
Right. Right.
And again, it's the same thing, too. We told people, remember, you know, when you had the military-industrial complex, but when they decided to send, in the beginning, all of those arms over to Ukraine, we told you, right, that was going to end up on the black market. Most of that stuff will end up on, and that's exactly what happened to it.
Mm-hmm.
They got there. So, but, you know, now there's a new sheriff in town. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
it's going to take. He's not going to be able to do this. We have to really support him. The people have to really get behind, because, again, look, folks, you've got all of these people. Now think about this. Biden has brought in 30 million illegals, and a good number of those are brought here just to turn this country, to start a civil war within this country. This country has to be prepared. We have to be prepared to defend our country, folks. And I really mean, we need the people's constitutional militias. We really do need to do that. But how do we get started in all that? What's the very first thing? What is, okay, the very first offensive weapon we have?
The Word of God.
Called prayer. Okay, we start with prayer, right?
Yeah,
and then we put feet to those prayers, don't we?
Yes, sir.
And again, I don't know. It just seems to me sometimes you feel like you're all alone. In other words, it's like you're talking to people, but they don't seem to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they don't, like, you know. And I remember watching one time where the guys were up on a hill. They were up and they had megaphones, and it was a tsunami was coming, a tsunami. And people were down on the beach, and they were yelling, "Get out, clear the beach, clear the beach, clear the beach," because those tsunamis move at a rapid rate.
Mm-hmm.
And when the water, when a tsunami takes place, first the water recedes, it goes out. Mm-hmm. And when that happened, it left like all kinds of fish and things on the shore there, and the people were running down, and they were picking up, and they were being warned. Now, the people, get away, head for Highland now, right now, right now. And they looked up. They didn't see anything out there. But by the time you saw that wave coming, it was too late.
Too late.
Okay. And it's almost kind of that way now. You're trying to tell people, and it's like there's this, well, we've worked really hard. We went out. We finally won this election. Now it's time for a breather. We got to kind of kick back and no, you don't have any time for a breather, not do you?
No, absolutely not.
And absolutely. And how do you convince people too that the time will come? It will come. It's going to happen right now, this very day, for millions in this world. Their soul will be required of them.
Yeah.
Today.
Today.
And actually, by this very time tomorrow, millions of people that are here won't be here.
That's right.
Now, there'll be a lot of millions of new people because babies will be born. But a lot of people won't be here. And the vast majority of them have no intention of dying. But that's going to happen, isn't it?
It's going to happen.
Because it's not their call, is it?
No, it's appointed unto man once to die. And after this, the judgment.
Well, does God give people an efficient enough of warning?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he does.
So everyone's given an opportunity. God's just God and a holy God. So
that's right.
Is there anyone who wasn't given enough warning that will perish?
No, not with God. He's sovereign. He's given warning. He's given time.
And so that's what we've been doing for over 50 years now on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
We've been telling people, folks, again, look, here, there's reality. Reality is you're alive, and that's why you're listening to me. You're listening to me because you're alive. If you were dead, you couldn't be listening to me, right?
That's right.
So the reality is, since you're alive, and since you've heard us give you these invitations—
Yeah.
They're not from us. We're just a messenger.
That's right.
The message is from the Word of God, right?
That's right.
And we've been doing this for a long time, and before us, others, and before them, others, and before them, right?
That's right.
Now, many people heeded the warning.
Mm-hmm.
They did exactly what they were told. They repented of their sin.
Yeah.
And when their soul was required of them, they went home to be with the Lord.
That's right.
But the majority of them didn't heed the warning.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the majority of them, folks, I actually had a guy who I knew. We were young together, and he actually had a tattoo that said, "It's better to rule in heaven than serve in hell." And I told him, I said, "Yeah, I hope you don't really believe that. You don't rule in heaven or rule in hell, and hell. You burn. That's what happens." And this man was a part. He was an outlaw biker.
Mm.
And, of course, some of the things that they did is their women were prostitutes. They used them. So I talked to him and something he could understand on his level. I said, "Jimmy, it's like this. The devil's the pimp and you're its whore, Jimmy."
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You don't rule in hell. But, well, again, you just mentioned it a little while ago. It's appointed to all men once to die, and then the judgment.
Okay. That's right.
Now, that's exactly what happens, huh?
That's it.
That's what we call reality, right?
Yes, sir.
So, folks out there listening tonight, this is why we've been doing this for all of these years, and I want to praise the good Lord for others that I've noticed lately on television. Franklin Graham and some others have been out there giving invitations too. Mm. In fact, I've noticed there's little pockets around the country of revival taking place, even on some college campuses, okay? Mm. And so we want to praise the good Lord for that. But for you out there listening, you know, we really, really, really do go through, you know, every which way we know how to reach you mm-hmm. with this message, because the most important thing that you'll ever do, the most important is to make that decision for Christ.
That's right.
There's nothing in this world that will mean as much to you. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Do you want to give an invitation there?
Yes, sir, Pastor. You know, as you stated in the illustration with the man standing at the top of the hill there with the bullhorn, trying to warn the people that the tsunami was coming. Listen, we have to understand, whoever you are out there, is that we are not in control of the time. We are not in control of the time of the Lord's return. We are not in control of the time that we have to depart this earth. And so Isaiah says to seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. And so I want to say, whoever you are today, whether you're in a backslidden condition, whether you've walked away, whether you're living in sin, listen, God does not take pleasure in people that die in their sin. He would have you to repent and get things right. And so the Bible says that his mercy, it is new this morning. And whoever you are out there, I know that we're going into this Thanksgiving week, and yes, we want to give God praise, but I believe that there are those that are, you're hurting. You're hurting this week, and for whatever reason, something has happened to you, and maybe you feel like maybe it's God's fault. Listen, we are the ones, mankind is the one that we stepped into sin. We disobeyed God, and here death came in. But listen, he said, the enemy, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, but I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And I want to encourage somebody with this, and then I'm going to lead you to the Lord if you want to. Jesus came, and he said, when he started his ministry, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book and he told him, this is fulfilled in your ear this day. So I want you to understand, whoever you are, if you're brokenhearted, no matter what you're going through, you need to understand that Jesus Christ, he came to be your Savior, to be your Lord, and to set you free. So if you're hurting, if you don't know him in the pardoning of your sins, listen, we are the ambassadors of Christ sent to help to reconcile you to God and to get things right. And so we want you to know that there is a ton of information. We share a ton of information on this platform to let you know about what's going on. But listen, I want you to take this with you before we pray. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? I'm going to say that one more time. Who hath believed our report? God, he's talking about the revelation and the love that he is sending in and through his son, Jesus Christ. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? I want you to know today that God is standing. Jesus Christ is standing with his arms open to you. And if you want a life, that abundant life, a new life. All you need to do is acknowledge the fact that, you know what? Yeah, I am a sinner. And the Bible tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But listen, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And so if you are hearing that, he said, my sheep, they hear my voice. So if you feel something that is breaking on the inside, something that's being stirred on the inside of your spirit, that is the Lord saying, hey, get right. I'm knocking at the door. If you just open up, I'll come in and I will sup with you and make my abode with you. So I want you to repeat this after me. If you are in that place, for the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Would you bow your head and just repeat after me if that's you? Father God, I come before you. I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and apart from the blood atoning work of Jesus Christ on the cross, from him not only shedding his blood, but being in the earth for 3 days and then being resurrected, if it had not been for the work of Christ, I wouldn't have the right to be saved right now. But Lord, I realize that I'm a sinner, and I want Jesus Christ to come into my heart and to make his abode, to be my Savior, to be my Lord, and to lead me on until I see you, Father God, for the rest of my life on this side and for eternity evermore. If you have prayed that prayer, listen, we want you to know that God is faithful and he is just to forgive you of your sins. And this we do this by faith. We do this by faith. So if you have done that, you need to understand that, again, heaven, not just God, but all of heaven is rejoicing if one sinner repents and turns from their unrighteousness. So we want to invite you into the kingdom of God. And we ask that you would get involved with a Bible-based church and allow the leading of the Lord to take you further. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen. Very good. And you'd mentioned Bible-based church. I happen to know a very good one called Doers of the Word.
Amen.
And they're an actual church. I mean, they're for real. You know why? Because we really, really do hold to the Word of God. And that's why we're called Doers of the Word. We have put all of our time over the years, not in social club type stuff. We're an activist church.
Mm-hmm.
We have the leaders from the different organizations, leaders from the Tea Party, leaders mm-hmm. from the pro-life movement. Different leaders attend there because we believe in running with the horses, like the Bible says. And so, folks out there, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, we're an actual church. We are not a 501c3 corporation. We hold to the Word of God. We believe God, like Peter said, we must obey God rather than man.
That's right.
And so the address is 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, and that's in Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. Again, Doers of the Word Baptist Church, right at the corner of Route 87 and Sperry Road in Newberry. And we start in the morning with an in-depth Bible study at 9 o'clock, an in-depth Bible study. And 10 o'clock, we go into prayer meeting, and then the regular service starts at 11:15. So we're out of time for tonight, so we want to say thanks for being here with us. God bless you. Have a blessed, blessed Thanksgiving. And always, ready?
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.